Sean Stone is the Roundtable's longtime cultural commentator. He joins us now in person. Good morning, Sean. Nice to have you here.
Good morning, Ray.
I still can't fathom why you wear the Baltimore Colts winter hat when you come in.
There's a long story as to why I bought this hat,
yeah,
which we'll save for another time.
Okay, so you want to get right down to business.
Yeah, might as well.
All right, what's upcoming? Well, have you seen anything worth a darn beforehand?
Deadpool.
Ah, how? My son loved it.
I thought it was very enjoyable.
Yeah.
It's interesting because it's a different kind of superhero movie in that it's R-rated. It's full
of... R-rated?
Yeah.
Interesting.
It's full of violence and profanity.
Okay, well, that's all right.
And sexually charged situations. But the main thing that's interesting is that it wasn't about saving the world. It was a superhero movie where you could sit through the whole thing and aliens aren't coming out of the sky and they aren't going to wipe out the Empire State Building or half of Southern California. It's just this guy Deadpool fighting with the supervillain. He's got a couple of X-Men with him, minor X-Men.
Yeah, no, secondary.
No superstars. And he constantly breaks the fourth wall, which comes from the comic. And it's a massive hit. And when I saw it with a pretty good-sized crowd at the mall. And the audience loved it.
It is a massive hit. It has done amazing box office.
Yeah.
Which kind of shocks me. He's not one of the upper tier popular heroes.
No, but I think people are tired of the same superhero movie where it's, you know, like five or six people and the world's about to end and you have to save the world. I really think they have to get away from that.
Oh, I don't know. They're it's always a good fun watch.
I don't know.
Did you
see the trailer for the new X-Men movie?
No.
I think they destroy the Earth.
Oh, do
basically?
They?
Basically, yeah.
Well, they'll build it again.
Yeah, I know.
It'll be fine. What's coming up?
Let's see. Tonight at MPAC, their on-screen sound series continues. This is the 10th in the series. It's Pierre Vallière and The Arbor. It's a pair of experimental films that explore the extremes of sound and image.
Hmm.
And also,
are you going?
No, I have something else I have to do
tonight.
Okay,
all right, fair enough.
Also tonight, at the Palace, Styx.
Styx.
Come Sail Away.
Okay, are you going to that one?
No.
No, you have something else to do?
I have something else to do.
You know,
The thing about Styx is, it's like most of the original guys, but it's not the singer, because the singer does his own thing.
Right. He has his own version of Styx?
He has his own version. It's like it is Dennis DeYoung.
Yeah.
Sings the music of Styx.
Right.
But this is the real band, so it's all the other guys, so it should be good.
Right. It's like the Platters in the old days. They were 20 years ago, there would be 12 or 13 Platters.
Yes.
That's okay, right? That's, go see some of Styx, you have a good time.
Exactly. Opening tomorrow night at Curtain Call Theater in Latham, Friday the 19th, and this runs for a month through March 19th, David Mamet's play Glengarry Glen Ross.
Ah, yes.
Second prize. Set of steak knives.
Yeah, well, there you go, man. That's great. And so that opens...
That opens Friday.
Okay.
That'll
be a month-long run.
That's a month-long run. And then, as the bumper music indicated, on Friday night at Proctor's in Schenectady, they're showing Ziggy Stardust and the Spiders from Mars, the motion picture. This is the concert. This was the final Ziggy Stardust concert in 73 when he announced at the end that was the end of the band, much to the surprise
right.
of Mick Ronson.
That gimmick is now coming to an end. We'll move on to the next one.
Yeah, exactly. So that's one of those that came from Schenectady.
Have you seen that?
No, I actually have never seen that.
It's an interesting flick.
Yeah.
Oh, and I love It Came from Schenectady.
Oh, yeah.
Will they be doing a Godzilla Fest again is the question.
Probably.
One of the great things to do.
Yes, it is.
It's awesome.
And then Saturday at the Egg in Albany, it's Babel Gilberto. She's a Brazilian bossa nova singer, runs in the family.
Can't
go
wrong.
Exactly.
Is she family?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Royalty.
Yeah.
Oh, so that'll be great.
So she is royalty, yeah. And then Saturday night at back to Proctor's in Schenectady, the Macho Men are back. It's the Village People in concert.
Okay, now is the lead singer with the group, or is this there'll be another singing the music of the Village People?
I think it's a little of this and that.
Okay.
You know?
It's kind of like Kiss. They put the makeup on, it doesn't really matter.
The costumes don't change.
Ah, you see, you make
there
a
you
point.
Go. And then Monday night at the Palace in Albany, they're showing The Princess Bride, which is
one of the great movies.
Oh yeah, the audience was very excited by the trailer when they showed that the last time it was at a movie at the
Palace.
When
did they make that film?
Oh, golly, it's like 88, 89, okay. something like that. I can't remember.
That I'd never even heard of that movie until I met my wife, and now I've seen it approximately 1,000 times.
Yes.
But it's a great movie.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then Tuesday night at Page Hall, the University of Albany downtown campus, the New York State Writers Institute presents John Krakauer, who wrote Into Thin Air, and he's the author of a new book called Missoula, Rape and the Justice System in a College Town. Mm. And that'll be at 8 o'clock in Page Hall, and that is, of course, free. There's three new movies opening up.
Well, hang on, before you start that.
Yeah.
The one I haven't seen, it's probably not even in theaters anymore, but I want to see it. I wonder if you've seen it. Hail Caesar. To me, it looks like the movie that I would want to see.
Oh, I loved it.
Really?
It's a very funny Coen Brothers movie with a big cast, and everybody is having a good time, but not too much of a good time.
You know, okay, so it's worth it.
It's definitely worth seeing.
All right, yeah. Now what's coming up?
Son of Saul, which is an intense Oscar-nominated Holocaust drama.
Yep.
I mean, it's like basically framed on this guy's face and what he sees for like 2 hours. It's very intense, I have heard. Then you have Maggie Smith as the lady in the van, sort of an elderly homeless woman who lives in a van and just parks in a guy's driveway and just stays there.
Maggie Smith is usually good.
Yes, it looks like a very good comedy, and it's based on a
It's a comedy?
Yeah, and it's based on a true story.
Okay. It doesn't strike me as comedic sort of, well, the British might find that funny.
Exactly.
Okay, good enough.
And then Race, which is the Jesse Owens biopic.
And I've seen the previews
for
that.
Yeah,
that looks great.
That looks interesting, too.
Well, Sean Stone, always great to have you here, and we'll see you next week.
Great. Thanks.
Possibly. It's the Roundtable on WAMC.